August 25th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, in life there are many distractions, thoughts about the past, worries about the future. However, I am with you in the present moment. I send you all the grace you need in the present to avoid sin, sinful thoughts, words, and deeds. You must pray to recognize and overcome pride. Pride is the root of all evil. Once you recognize the areas of pride in your life, you can come closer to me through deeper holiness. This is what I want for all my children. You do not know the hour of my son's return, nor do you know the hour of your demise. Therefore, be ready in every present moment. Purify your hearts as though you are standing before Jesus in judgment. Do not embrace self-love to such a degree that you cannot see your own unworthiness. Give to me every distraction and problem. I am always with you when you are in a state of grace. Remember the smallest matter that you fail to surrender to me can become bigger than reality. Therefore, pray to embrace and be embraced by the truth. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.